my match. And in my match, I don't have to beat you. I just have to outsmart you and everyone. Everyone, including you, Bill, knows that in that department, you don't even come close to me.
This is the Nature Boy Ric Flair. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen or feel the pain. Woo!
Woo! The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for February 25th. It'll be our last show in February of 2017. It feels like it's May out, though. Holidays today real quick. It's Open That Bottle Night. Okay. You don't got to tell me twice.
Which bottle?
Yeah, that bottle.
Oh, is it square?
And it's also Pistol Patent Day. Okay, never mind. Birthdays today real quick. The greatest of all time, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, turned 68 today. He started the show. You remember Sean O'Hare? He would have been 46 today. Unfortunately, he passed away in 2014. And TNA's Maria Kanellis is 35 today. She looks great for 35. Unbelievable. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us 1 week from today, March 4th, for UFC 209, Salvatore's at Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. Hosted by us, and there'll be drink specials all night long. That's March 4th at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 209. Interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of them, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. I am the Cash Man. I'm joined by DC Dan Cole on the Twitter, whatever, the texter, the everything. You're there. You're the social media maven.
Yeah. Can I make a request?
You can.
With the mark gone, we've kind of lost that, like, cocky persona here.
Okay.
So from now on, just based on rumblings I've heard, when you introduce me, would you say, and now introducing everybody's favorite member of the Pain Clinic,
gotcha.
DC Danny Cole.
Gotcha. Now introducing everybody's favorite member of the Pain Clinic, DC Dan Cole. DC.
So douchey, but so much better.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Next to him, the second longest person who's been on the show. It's a different introduction, Mr. Danger Ooh. Boy.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, Danger Boy. And, of course, to your left, to our radio right, it's Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
What's up, Double B? You got that beard and mustache thing going good now, man.
Yeah.
It's really going good.
Don't get any ideas, Cash.
I don't hear anything about my beard and mustache.
Is there one there? I'm looking. I don't see much. Oh, I thought that was dirt. I'm sorry.
It's not the cash stash.
Oh, zing. Oh, well, and I'm the Cashman, of course.
An hour of facial hair insults.
Oh, okay, we're not going to do that the whole show. But welcome to the show. We're here to talk about the world of professional wrestling. Like I said, it's our last show for February of 2017, and, of course, it's like 61 degrees outside. In Rochester, it's like fluke. Tell me, there's nothing wrong with this weather patterns or this, you know, the global climate right now, because I'm loving it. This is like Florida weather when I was down there. So we're going to talk lots of stuff going on. We I think one of the biggest things we really want to talk about is because we have a vested interest in what's going to happen, I think, or we think we do because of proximity to where they live. We're talking about Luke Harper and what's going to happen with him working towards WrestleMania. Of course, we saw last week they had the Battle Royale, which actually drew probably the best numbers SmackDown seen in a month to watch, which ended up being a tie. What? A tie?
That wasn't
not
a tie.
Not if you look at the replay.
Listen, yeah. First and foremost, yeah. They replay everything on both SmackDown and Raw, and notice they didn't replay that.
Of course not. They didn't even have an angle where you could see them land, okay? It was like, okay, now let's make sure we don't get the camera too close to the edge so we can see where their feet go. I think, honestly, that Luke Harper finished he finished second as they both went down because you really couldn't see, but AJ's so small he disappeared behind underneath the...
I think that was obvious.
Yeah, but so we're going to have...
I also think Luke Harper fell more on his body than his feet, so his feet touched later.
Yeah, so, but, that's just to build. I mean, we've got, 4 weeks now until WrestleMania, so we have to keep
it out.
We have to keep building this up. But now the big question is, and you guys can chime in too, 222-1280, *1280 is the number, if you want to comment on what you think happened. But is this going to be the addition of Luke Harper to a three-way possibly in the WrestleMania match? This might be the main event of WrestleMania. I mean, if this is not the main event, what is the main event?
Lesnar Goldberg.
Collective groan.
Rollins Triple H.
Hey, listen, don't you think Kevin Owens? By the way, you heard at the beginning of the show, Kevin Owens said he knew how to beat Goldberg. You just have to last more than 90 seconds with him. Is that going to make Goldberg come out and actually wrestle a lengthy match? We're going to see him come out and wrestle like a 20-minute.
You'll probably see much like when Kevin Owens wrestled Braun Strowman, where he ducked out of the ring and was stalling and all that kind of stuff. It'll mess with the fans. It'll actually come off pretty well because he does it really well, but it will not be nearly as much wrestling as time allotted for the match.
Yeah. Okay. So, but it will. I guess we'll see because we got 2 weeks before that pay per view.
At least that's what it should be.
But now listen. Does Luke Harper what are the odds? I mean, what are the odds he walks off with the belt at WrestleMania? I mean, this is like the pinnacle of the business, the biggest show in the year. And
it'd be better if his name was Randy Orton.
Yeah, I was gonna say because Randy Orton. Obviously Randy Orton won't fight, but he has. Does Randy Orton too? I mean, they haven't even hinted at this, but Randy Orton could challenge the Raw champion.
They did say during the Rumble, it is your brand-specific champion.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So what does that mean when he wins the Royal Rumble, then, if he doesn't cash it in against the guy, the title?
He gave up his shot.
He gave up his shot.
They're going to work it into where he comes in and ends up winning the title in a three-way.
And turning heel on Bray, making Bray a baby face, super baby face, which they've tried before.
Or they'll do it dumb and they'll try to keep Bray heel. And turn Randy super baby face, and maybe he feuds with Luke Harper after.
Yeah, or there's so many different ways you can write how it's going to happen. It could be that Luke Harper and Bray Wyatt come back together, and like you say,
I'm seeing that happening.
And turning on.
I don't give enough credit to push people different directions than what they've been going.
Do you think Luke Harper is getting rewarded for what he's been doing in the ring the last couple of weeks? Is that why he's been suddenly elevated to this prominent position? I mean, we know he can work. And every time and it doesn't matter. And we're going to see this week, he's wrestling AJ Styles in the main event of SmackDown. We're going to see that remember when he wrestled Punk? And he was so much bigger than Punk, but they went out there and they burned the house down. He is a great wrestler, and he can wrestle with anybody.
I think that's why he's getting rewarded. I think they've had plans for him the whole time. He's 6'5", and he moves like he's AJ Styles. He can wrestle, and adding the Josh Norman arrow shooting routine is helping him out as well.
Sure. Yeah, that's interesting.
Lousy Redskins.
Hey. But so he, well, you know who's he's a fan of. Well, we know that, He's a Redskin fan, okay. Sorry. I was twiddling my mustache when I did that. So,
your imaginary mustache?
My imaginary one. Like Danger Boys.
Oh, by the way, the artiste wanted to thank you guys for creeping him out this morning, because the first words he heard when waking up were, "You've got that beard and mustache going good. Going real good."
Gee, thanks, Rob. All right. All right. So you guys
called a game in a cowboy hat last night. He can't talk about anything.
I'm sure you heard that. Artis, give us a call. 222-1280. Start talking. I mean, you've got it. Artis has to have his opinions on what they're doing with Harper. So
he's probably thrilled.
I know. Who isn't? You know, I mean, everyone in this town's like.
And I love the fact that the fans are actually finally acknowledging it. And the fans are chanting Luke this week. They went into that match with Randy Orton sitting on their hands. And by the end of it, they're chanting for Harper. And this is awesome. And, you know, he's getting rewarded for hard work he's put in, and I'm very happy for him. And I'd like to see it continue until WrestleMania. I don't think it'll be the last match, but it'll be one of the highlighted matches if they do go that way, which I believe they will. So
I'd be interested to see what they do this week. Do you think it'll just be a three-way or somehow they don't? What are their plans for AJ? Would they throw him in a four-way?
No. Unfortunately, AJ, the rumor, I think it's the more the rumor stands, the more it's probably going to be him versus Shane McMahon.
Which will probably be set up with the match this week.
Well, it's kind of like you saw how the John Cena and Nikki Bella versus Maurice and The Miz is kind of like panning out after last week, too. It only took one show to get that to almost happen.
That match belongs on the pre-show.
Again, though, there is a small sliver of hope that WWE is not as stupid as they seem, because there have been rumblings that Shinsuke has been kept off TV. He's been kept off a lot of the NXT taping.
Yeah, and he's okay here. Yeah.
There's rumors they might do Styles Nakamura at WrestleMania.
Oh, now that's from 2 years ago,
which is
ago,
night and
right?
day from him versus Shane McMahon.
Oh, without a doubt. Shane McMahon, we got him with The Undertaker last year, and that was kind of like a shock as it was anyways, but 222-1280, *1280 is the number. We got Jordan from Fairport. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
So my thoughts with the whole Luke Harper thing. Honestly, I think SmackDown got the better end of the pay-per-view schedule, even though they got 2 weeks to build for the Elimination Chamber. They've had, what, now 6 weeks to build for WrestleMania? And I love the storyline progression of, you know, Randy Orton saying to Bray Wyatt, I can't face you then. The battle royal, then not having a winner, then now this week you have a number one contenders match for that championship. Like, I'm just loving the storyline. And then you got the next week where you can just build and build and build. And I think that because SmackDown's creative is just so much smarter and just so much better because they have Road Dogg on it than Raw's. And because Raw's they're just thinking about Fastlane right now. And honestly, it's sad that Kevin Owens is going to lose that championship. But those are my thoughts today.
Yeah, and you know, I think you're right, and I think SmackDown was always, even though they always want to quote unquote it's not a B show, it's a more wrestling intensive show than Raw is. It is every week, okay, and we're seeing now they've had like some great numbers. They almost beat Raw again this week with the total viewership. So when that happens, it just tells you that they're doing something right, and Raw is doing something wrong. And, that Raw's run by a bunch of people who don't, you know, they're TV writers who don't want to do, the wrestling is during the commercials. Everything else they like is like the backstage promos and the storytelling and everything. And by the way, I got to say, Kevin Owens opened on the show this past week was probably one of the best.
Oh my God.
Was one of the best things I saw Owens do in a long time. It was fantastic.
It because
he just wrote Chris Jericho off completely by not mentioning him until like the very end. And so I thought, go ahead.
Is the rumor true that Triple H is going to start like a new evolution with like Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens?
Yeah, there have been some rumblings that, based on what we've seen with Triple H, you know, walking up to Owens, and obviously Triple H's involvement with Samoa Joe, that there might be a new, I don't know if you want to call it a stable or not, but they have kind of established that they might be building something.
Is it an evolution, or is it just the authority still? You know,
it's going to be the authority with his NXT guys. They're his handpicked guys. Everyone knows that he runs NXT.
Yeah.
And one last thing. I saw that Meltzer reported that the Broken Hardys will be at WrestleMania 33. Is that true?
You know, that's a good question. I know that their contracts are up before WrestleMania, but it would probably be and what they're doing now on TNA. I don't know if you watched the last couple of weeks, but they're teleporting around the world and they're beating tag team champs all over the place. They were in Mexico 2 weeks ago, and last week I can't remember where it was, but might have been like Australia or something. But they teleport. You know, Vanguard One teleports them to another place, and then they beat another champion. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, they're letting them do what they want. I have a feeling. I would think that if they're going to be gone in less than a month, that they wouldn't get such a prominent position on TV,
especially when it's already taped.
Yeah, it's been taped well in advance, so I don't know, maybe. But, you know, there's a lot of guys who are going to be there, but they're not going to be there for the WWE. They're going to be there because that's the center of the wrestling world.
Is that when they're taking on the Bucks of Youth?
Yeah, I think they're facing them at Supercard of Honor that weekend in Lakeland, Florida.
Yes, so who knows? I mean, but they're not contracted to Ring of Honor. We know that, so.
Correct.
It could be. Go ahead.
Here are my thoughts on that. Now, if they were going to be at WrestleMania 33, now, I have seen some things that both tag team championships will be on the pre-show card, and you can't debut the Hardys on the pre-show. Like, you just can't do that. So I would just keep them off TV. I would just keep them off WrestleMania. If they were going to be in the WWE, you bring them out on Monday Night Raw or SmackDown Live that following WrestleMania, because you don't want to put them on the pre-show. Like, I have seen cards that show that both tag team championship match will be on the pre-show.
Yeah, just save Sheamus and Cesaro for the pre-show, because everyone knows who they are already. No, I agree, and they probably wouldn't debut until Monday. I don't think that they would pull a debut out on WrestleMania.
I also think they would do the Broken Hardys, and it would never be the same as it was in TNA, because they would not have the creative control.
Yeah, unless Matt Hardy has the creative control on it. And I think Jeremy Borash, to be honest with you, has a lot to do with how those shows come out, too, how they are perceived. I think that if they're not allowed to have complete control, then I think they're just going to stick to doing. I bet you they're making as good as money as they would be in the WWE anyway. So because they're a wanted tag team all over the world. So, Jordan,
yes,
thank you so much for calling,
buddy.
Well, you too, man. You know what I'm excited about is we just don't know what's going to happen with everything right now. It's kind of up in the air. So,
I mean, they've got some matches, but there's other matches. Like, we keep hearing the rumored Roman Reigns versus Undertaker. They got to get to making that very shortly, because right now they got Reigns and Strowman. Strowman. And what's he going to do? Because he's actually looking 200 times better than he ever looked before and looks, credible.
But the way he beat Mark Henry didn't do a move against him in the whole match.
The way he nipped up against freaking the Big Show?
Yeah, okay.
He's really athletic.
He is. 2-2-2-12.
He's just really green, and he's actually getting that confidence with him now, and he's looking good with the guys he's wrestling with. Who they're putting against him, and what are they going to do with him after this Reigns match, and what are they going to do during the Reigns match? Because Roman's got to look strong, but Strowman's got to look strong. So are they just going to have like a double count out and beat the hell out of each other?
I think the Undertaker's going to have something to say about
Undertaker
it.
Undertaker make an appearance then, and that's where they build up the Reigns Undertaker.
Probably. 2-2-2-1280 Star Toys is the number. We have an artiste on the stage. It is Rob, the artiste Sanderson. What's up, buddy?
Morning, Earth. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
Yes, yes. You still got that cowboy hat on?
No, that's long gone.
Interesting look, man. It takes me back to when you used to wear one, you know?
The summer of cowboy hats?
There was that one summer of cowboy hats. Yeah, that was like 12 years ago. And it was not comfortable trying to keep a headset on with a cowboy hat. Now I know what JR went through all those years.
I was going to say, ask JR, he'll tell you.
Yeah, and why JBL just keeps his on the announce table. I got to say, this week, seeing Luke Harper, that reaction, everything was pretty much the coolest thing ever. Really looking forward to what they set up for Mania. I got to say, though, I'm a little nervous, though. Is there any chance that Kevin Owens can beat Goldberg? Is there even 1% of a chance? Because I really don't want to see him, after this nice push, drop the belt to Goldberg.
But listen. Now, do you feel the same way maybe about Kevin Owens being booked as a weak champion pretty much his whole run? I mean, listen, when you have to depend on Chris Jericho to save you every match, it does not make you look like a great. Now, listen, when he was against John Cena, when he first came up, he was booked as a strong guy. I think I love Kevin Owens, but I feel terrible because the booking was so, made him look so terrible for like the last 6 months.
I just don't really want to see him fall completely out of the main picture, but maybe he'll end up challenging Lesnar for the belts in a couple of months, and and still be a main eventer. You know, I don't know. I think in a way they were kind of trying to build him up as a solid heel, you know, with all the interference and everything else. And so I'm okay with that side of things. But, you know, and him and Jericho should be a fun feud if they do that, you know, properly still going forward. I thought the turn was done very, very well. Just the timing of it seemed a little strange to basically have, you know, him turn on Jericho, but then immediately he's focused on Goldberg, and they're not even acknowledging Owens and Jericho yet.
I think, that, and that's why it's going to be a screw job during this pay per view coming up, because he acknowledged him for about 2 seconds on that promo he cut last Monday.
Hopefully, then Jericho comes out, interferes, causes a DQ, and Owens still has the belt.
Now, that could happen.
Be the best case scenario.
You know, I honestly wouldn't be surprised either to have Lesnar show up and just destroy Goldberg.
That would work. Because that would work for me for sure.
I mean, you've known my thoughts on this, and hopefully WWE is smart enough to realize you cannot put the title on. Goldberg is less than a part timer. Yep. We know he's on borrowed time here. And then to
if he wins the
drop
battle,
it
he's
to Lesnar, another part timer.
Right.
No, yeah, come on.
No, there's no need for him to hold on to that belt for a month. Couple other questions real quick. What's the honey bun situation this morning?
We have one here for you.
There is a honey bun in the box. Thank you to Donuts to Light, of course. They provide the donuts for the pain clinic every week.
I shouldn't have asked because now I'm hungry. Is there any chance that we could see Styles against, if we're throwing out the Broken Hearties, what about Styles and Kenny Omega? Like, have we actually confirmed that Omega really did sign with New Japan?
Well, he's already set for one of their big shows in the main event, so.
All right.
Yeah, so unfortunately, that's that. I didn't believe it either, to be honest
with
you.
Still hold out for Shinsuke.
Yeah, there's rumors Shinsuke possibly coming up, and maybe we get a style Shinsuke match at WrestleMania, which, of course, if you would be replaying for something from about 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago that they were in Wrestle Kingdom 5?
Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
Wrestle Kingdom 9, maybe? Yeah. Which was excellent. So, I mean, totally fine. 100% on board with that happening. I don't want to see Styles. I don't want to see Shane McMahon as the opponent, and I don't want to see Styles just completely drop off. But I got to say, like, as a fan, just watching Luke Harper in that main event, most excited I've been watching WWE, like, ever, pretty much, or at least a very long time. Really looking forward to Tuesday, because probably even more so. That should be a ton of fun. And, you know, obviously I think I agree that it'll be Orton, you know, coming out with the belts in the end. But regardless, just to see him in that picture and stuff is it's pretty cool.
If he gets in the main event or one of the main event matches at WrestleMania, this is like heaven for us, man. I mean, I cannot wait.
I'm calling my shot now. It's going to be a triple threat. Vince loves surprises.
Harper's
winning the title
at
WrestleMania, but he's dropping it the next night on Raw.
He's going to win the title at WrestleMania?
Or SmackDown. Tuesday, he'll drop it on SmackDown.
So he'll hold it. He'll win it. He'll end on a good note of the match.
Yep.
Interesting.
Put it down.
I don't know. I don't see that happening, but if and when Harper gets put in this match, I really want to try to figure out a way to go to Mania. I don't think it's feasible with the travel schedule that week already on the hockey side of things, but... it'll be really cool to see him in that match. It's already awesome to see. And kind of, I mean, I guess like the real benefit of this whole brand split is we're starting to see a lot of other people becoming big stars that wouldn't have been the case. You know, even, you know, Naomi getting a belt, a lot of different things happening that I just don't think would have happened if the roster was still combined.
Oh, I agree. I mean, they created, what, three belts since the split with the... You know, the European belt now that apparently gets defended on NXT now, but also the new women's belt on SmackDown and the new, of course, the Universal Heavyweight Championship belt.
Tag team titles on SmackDown too.
Yeah, that's right. So they're way more than that. So that's good. I mean, you know, I was always scared they weren't going to. You know, they weren't going to create those when they split, because then it would be like, okay, you only have one belt on a show to defend. Why do you have a women's division? So they had to do it.
And they kind of proved us wrong in terms of, I mean, they split the brands, and people are not crossing over. Aside from that Lesnar-Goldberg stuff, like, they're actually keeping to their brands. They're doing it right. So props to them. You know,
except
I don't
for the
think
Undertaker.
We expected this the way that it went in the past.
You know, the funny thing is they've said that after WrestleMania, there probably is going to be some people flopping from side, just going from one side to the other.
Well, you got to get your trades and your draft. Yeah.
The next night on Raw, isn't it the draft lottery?
I don't know. Have they announced that yet?
I want to say they did. Let me see if I can confirm it.
Yeah, that would be an interesting crowd for that.
But you know what, Rob, we were talking a couple weeks ago about how when the whole split happened and how we and the draft happened and we all were like frowning for SmackDown after that because they were coming to Buffalo the next week, how we were wrong about what panned out from all those picks, and SmackDown ended up getting, you know, probably, you know, we get to see more talent on that show brought up, and just it's a much better written show, more wrestling, much better than Raw.
Yeah, absolutely. The roster is great. And I mean, even in that same category, you know, guys like Harper and girls like Naomi becoming stars, even Bray Wyatt being a champion at this point, don't think that would have happened with a combined roster. But, I mean, they get Cena now, on a regular basis, and I think this is what needed to happen. SmackDown going live and getting this exclusive roster, it's finally a legitimate show. All those years where SmackDown was clearly the B-show and was always going to be the B-show, and now I can't tell you how many people I know that will watch SmackDown before they watch Raw each week, which I never thought that would be the case.
Yeah, my only gripe with it is when they have a SmackDown pay-per-view and you have to wait an extra day to see how things pan out from the show, you know? They completely ignore pretty much what happened on Raw the next night, unless they get like a minute flashback to what happened during it. But you don't really get
it. My only complaint is that Raw is still 3 hours.
That too.
If only Raw was two, and then it was truly equal.
Yeah.
In terms of the amount of time they have, but don't go to three with SmackDown.
No, please.
We don't
need
that either.
No. I'm sure there's some sort of USA show that needs to follow it up that they can't get rid of. But hey, Rob, man, we got to go to break. Thank you so much for calling, man. It's a long time. When are you coming back to town?
No idea. Got to go to Green Bay tonight, and then I might just hide in that rink until Raw is there on Monday night.
But, oh yeah, that's cool.
Hopefully, I'll make it back there sometime soon.
Okay, we'll keep us in the loop. Okay, man.
All right, see you guys.
Take it easy, man. 222-1280 Star 1280. The Artiste joining us from. He must be up in Wisconsin someplace if he's going to be in Green Bay tonight. So, yes.
Real quick, Cash, rumors of possibly another draft in June, but then another rumor leaked. WWE is currently thinking about doing another draft immediately following WrestleMania.
Oh, okay. We'll see. Well, then we'll have a little shakeup and see how things pan out. You know, sometimes it gives guys a breath of fresh air to go to another
division. This is our road to SmackDown.
Do you remember when the Deacon Batista showed up after they had the draft right after WrestleMania? He was with, Father Devon?
Brother Devon,
yeah. Deacon Batista. That all happened, right after WrestleMania, so... 222-1280 starts when we got a couple lines free. We have lines loaded too. We'll be back to you guys on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
For years, I've followed Bray Wyatt. I listened to him and I obeyed him. But at the flick of a switch, that all changed. Now, I am free. And after I'm victorious tonight, there'll be nowhere left for him to run.
You think you can just take over a show? You think you can put your hands on me on my show? Well, let me remind you of something. No matter how many times you find yourself on Fox News, you're not the star. I am. Because you've got to remember, I am the official Namer of Dummies. And when I look at you, I see the biggest of them all. And I'm thinking, dummy, yeah. Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Hey, Cooja Cooch, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Barilla pasta dinners with sauce so good you wanna drink it. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value. Steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
It's back. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. Salvatore's.com.
Drive home and talk sports with a Rochester guy. I'm Carl Falk. Listen to me Monday 3 till 6 on the one and only Fox Sports 1280, Rochester.
Now, as far as Chris Jericho goes,
I try to spread an encouraging message to keep on fighting, to keep on smiling, keep on hugging. And that's what this title should represent. It should represent happiness and competition, not controversy. So should I give up the Raw Women's Championship? There's only one answer. Hell no, I'm not giving up this Raw Women's Championship!
I'm Bill Goldberg. When I'm in Rochester, I listen to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen to it or I'll kill you.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with the most popular man on the show, DC Dan Call, Danger Boy, and Double B Brian Burke. Welcome back. A little Shinsuke Nakamura. I love this song, man. This is awesome. I remember just the pantomiming violinist when we saw them up at NXT TakeOver in Toronto. And it was like a pretty cool tune, man. But welcome back to the show. And if Shinsuke Nakamura shows up at WrestleMania, we'd be super thrilled. I'll let you know the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Come on out next Saturday to Salvatore's Saloon or Salvatore's at the Garage Door for UFC 209, 10 p.m. start time. There's a good chance we're going to have Tyron Woodley, who's in the main event of the pay-per-view, on the show next week. So be on the lookout for that. But we host those pay-per-views. We hang out there. We have a good time all night. That's 1 week from today, March 4th, at Salvatore's Saloon in Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 209. No cover charge ever. Let's get back to the phones. We've been keeping people on hold. Cannot go by a week until we talk to our buddy Baldy. What's up, Baldy?
Okay, I thought I said I wanted you to announce me as the most popular phone caller on
the
most Pain Clinic.
The most popular phone caller on clinic on the Pain Clinic on line one. It's Baldy.
You know what? That's all right, Rich, because you've been so good to me. so anyone here that is not liking the idea of Lesnar-Goldberg for the title in WrestleMania might as well just get over it, because aside from Jericho-Owens, that's probably the only thing that they have set in stone.
Unfortunately, it's going to be the last match to end the pay-per-view, too. So
I don't know because it's going to be tough for them guys to follow a couple of the people down on the card if they book this halfway decent. And I think things are so exciting and unpredictable because I really think in backstage they're just the same. They have no idea moving forward what's going to happen here. And I mean, a good example of this is unless something comes back around, they made the Royal Rumble meaningless, which is, you know, very rare. Royal Rumble usually sets the tone for the next year going forward.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think that there's more storyline to happen before we can actually declare that meaningless, because I think Randy Orton's going to change his mind when he finds out who's taking on Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania.
Could be. Could be.
And if it's Luke Harper, I mean, man, we can't beat that, you know?
Right. However, I think they should have just went the Baldy direction and had Orton hand over the title shot to Bray Wyatt, having Bray Wyatt win the chamber match. He's not a monster guy. He's not that guy. He's more of a manipulator. He's, you know, he uses his mind, not his physical ability. So to try and get him over like that, it's not really working, in my opinion. However, it's great that, you know, now Luke Harper has this opportunity, and he's really taking the ball and running with it. And obviously, someone backstage sees it, and they're smart enough to notice it. And no longer are they holding against a big guy who can actually move around and be agile. This guy, he kind of reminds me of Daniel Bryan, to be honest with you, just three times the size.
You know what's funny is you can tell Vince McMahon feeds lines into the announcers during matches, and every time JBL is calling a Luke Harper match, he just gushes continuously about him. And the thing is a lot of those lines are being fed from the gorilla position in the back from the bosses. So
yeah,
it's like,
but with all due respect, JBL, the first time he saw the guy, he was all over him, and it could have been Vincent Azeer, but I really think that it's just he feels that way about him.
I agree.
I like him in that clothesline. They all stole it from Hawk, Road Warrior Hawk,
yeah.
But it's still, you know, it's still a thing of beauty. Credit where credit is due to Strowman. I mean, looking really good. Big surprise. He'll never be a main event. He may be in a main event, but he'll never be a main eventer per se. But he's right up there. He's a top monster.
He's not a Hulk Hogan. I don't see long legs for his rise to the top. You know, but yeah. he's getting pushed to the top. I mean, Psycho Sid got pushed to the top. How long did he stay? You know, for a cup of coffee.
Except this guy, Strowman, he's probably a lot different backstage. I don't think he's going to be pulling the scissors out anytime soon.
No, stabbing Arn Anderson, okay.
Very rarely do I pop for women's wrestling, but the belly-to-belly last week or a couple weeks ago, that was pretty exciting.
When really. she beat Charlotte with a belly-to-belly finish. I love it, man. It's like Bayley can wrestle.
And now, when I've been trying to get this question in every time because it goes back to kind of my original point where I set the call up. WWE having very little direction. So again, what main event are you guys looking forward to seeing now? You know, is there and if sure there isn't one set because for whatever reason they're really dragging their feet the last couple of years. But what are you looking forward to?
Well, I gotta say that they spent a lot of time building up this whole Seth Rollins Triple H match. It's going to happen someday. Probably, and it will happen at WrestleMania now. Just to get it out of the way, I might be looking forward to that happening. But I mean, right now, I mean, if we're looking at WrestleMania, and if they pick any match on there, I'm selfish. I like my local guy. I'm going to go with that match is the one I'm looking forward to the most in that whole pay per view. So,
you think it's going to be a one on one?
No, I think it's going to be a three way.
If they were smart and they wanted to make a new start, they would give this kid the shot. They wouldn't.
Danny called it.
Don't convolute it with all this other nonsense. Just give the kid. It's not going to be the main event. Give it to somewhere middle along the line. Let him win it. But I think what's real. I think how Orton is going to come back into this is he's going to get his receipt from Lesnar. Lesnar's going to beat Goldberg, and then on Raw, you're going to get Randy Orton switching over, or maybe going to SmackDown. But that's where Randy Orton could come back in, where you're not totally taking a dump on the Royal Rumble.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, he does have to be added back in, and the Royal Rumble does have to mean something. It's just right now it's been pushed aside until they can get the story to the point where it does mean something.
Yeah, well, that's why you write the story and you have the ending first before you go along the way, and then you end up with a crap.
Yeah, not the way Vince Russo used to do it, where he just write what he wants to happen and never have a finish for it.
Well, yeah. That's kind of where they've been lately.
Yeah. Hey, man, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
222-1280 Star 12A is the number. Interesting. You know, I don't see anyone crossing brands when it comes to taking their shot, because we, like you said, it was they said that they win their respective shot at their own division. So
they did. They didn't make it a huge point of reference, but Cole did reference it during the Royal Rumble.
Okay. 222-1280 Star 12A. We got Dan from Rochester. What's up, Dan?
What's going on, guys?
How are you doing, man?
Not bad. I've been working late nights helping my son deliver pizzas for our Coliseum.
Oh, okay. What's
wrestling?
That's great. Well, we're talking wrestling. What do you want to talk about?
I want to know what's going on with Finn Balor. Is he going to be coming back soon?
Good question. 222-1280. Thank you for calling, Dan. Finn Balor.
Stop.
Finn Balor is he shows up in NXT coming up real soon.
He doesn't show up. It was a dark segment.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
But he's going to be in Buffalo March 12th, is it?
10th.
There's a house show, or there's a live event in Buffalo. You guys want
show.
You guys want to go?
Lesnar's on that card too.
Is it a Friday night?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
You guys want to go? I mean, we could just take off after work and race to Buffalo, and because we not only get Lesnar and we get Finn, you know, coming back from one of his warm-up matches, he's definitely going to be back. The question is will he be back on TV before WrestleMania, or are they going to just wait for him to maybe come the night after again?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, he does deserve a shot at that belt, too. I mean, he lost it. He gave it up because he got hurt. He's now back. Should he be back in line for that Universal title? He was the first Universal title holder.
That's why I would hold him off until after after Mania, but of course they want, I mean, he could be a surprise. Mania is not going to sell based on the card per se, because it's on the network. They don't care about the pay-per-view sales and all that. And the show is going to sell out, or they're going to tell you it sold out regardless of what the card is. So I think, you know, having him as a surprise show up might be good, but I would hold him off to the night after and have an actual purpose and direction for him.
Why don't we go to break on that, man?
Oh, we get to ponder it over break?
Ponder it over break. Plus, the lines are loaded. We're going to have a bunch of calls coming. You know, want to talk. And by the way, I want to send a big thank you, and what a great show it was last night. IWF out in Brockport. The whole gang was there. In fact, it was like the Wheeze Show and the Pain Clinic were like intermingled.
It's about time I got everybody out there.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. Thank you guys put on a great show, and it was so much fun, and I'm looking forward to the next one. I put a cage in that place. It's going to be pretty.
War Games.
War Games, a capped cage, too, so even better. So thank you. It was a lot of fun out in 4400 Sweden Walker Road there. And, of course, we got a show coming up here on Buffalo Road. That'll be March 12th. We'll talk about that as we get closer to it. You are listening. We're going to got calls, but you still got a line free. If you want to give us a call, 222-1280.
March 11th on that show.
March 11th, sorry. 222-1280, Star Toy is the number. If you want to give us a call in the next, for talk with us in the next segment, and we're going to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
You're joking, right? You've got to be joking, right? Because my husband would not come out in front of all these people at this new place I work at and embarrass me like that. So this is a joke, right? Please, tell me it's a joke, right? Tell me it's a joke.
It's a joke. I'm joking, everybody. I'm joking. I'm joking. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Perhaps it was in bad taste. I'm joking. Joke.
That's the kind of man Cody is.
Oh! A low blow to Moose! Man wasn't joking. Cody wrong.
Hey, Goosha Goosh, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Party with our 32-piece sheet pizza, the biggest pizza in town. Capiche? It's Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Hi, this is Dan Delight from Donuts Delight, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delight is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
Monday morning, there's no better way to begin your sports week than with Clay Travis. It's Outkick the Coverage. Monday morning, 6 till 9 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
You are just what the WWE Universe wanted me to be. You twiddle your mustache, and you twirl your umbrella, and you do whatever these people want. But what you don't realize, Jack, is these people, they're not laughing with you, lad. They're laughing at you.
Hi, this is Gail Kim. You're listening to The Pain Clinic on Hot Talk 1280.
We're on again. Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. Here with the most popular guy on The Pain Clinic, DC Dan Call, and Danger Boy. And
I can't believe you're getting into that.
Let's see if I remember it next week. We got the lines are loaded, man. Let's go. Let's go in the length of the person who weighed the most. Michael, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Rich? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Not too bad. I called like about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I brought up the possibility of the John Cena being in a mixed tag match with Nikki Bella. And after watching SmackDown last week, I feel like a genius because it seems like definitely that's where they're going.
Well, you also said something, too, which I remember very well, which was at the end of the match at WrestleMania, he's going to propose to her in the middle of the ring.
Yes, I think that that's, to me, that's the only, if they don't do that, then it's really a waste of one of their biggest stars of all time. But I think that that's where they're going with this, because it would really do total divas and total Bellas and all that will work itself out because of it.
Kudos to you, bro, because it's like, you know, I mean, we heard for a while that there was going to be this mixed tag, but we didn't know. If that happens, then you are Nostradamus, man.
But I was calling about two other things. One, I do a positive and a negative. One, I'm going to give him the positives on Samoa Joe. So far, so good. I like the fact that they got him being a butt kicker and taking no names. And when Sami Zayn talks about him backstage in an interview, he comes right out and attacks him. That's that guy's money if they keep booking him that way.
Yeah, he's a destroyer. That's what they call him. He's the destroyer.
Yes. And my one negative, and I'm sure you guys will agree, and then I'll hang up because I know you got other callers.
Yep.
But Bayley should have not won the title before WrestleMania.
Yeah, there was a lot. Yep. There's a lot of people that were saying that too. There's a lot of people thinking that the same thing, or at least closer to WrestleMania or something. But you know what? It just goes to show you what might happen at WrestleMania then with Charlotte and her pay-per-view record winning streak.
Yeah, but the thing is that she's going to lose the title at Fastlane, because they're not going to break Charlotte's pay-per-view streak on that show. So it means her first title reign is going to last less than a month. And I just think that that's not the way to coronate the next top women's babyface.
No, and you know, because people were really tired of her passing it back and forth with Sasha. And,
yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is if it was TV, Sasha won. In fact, Sasha won last week. It was TV, right? You know, she beat
Charlotte.
Right, but
that's why you know Charlotte's winning at Fastlane.
Yeah.
Because she's jobbed twice.
But
there's no way she's going to job a third time.
I've heard some rumors about Sasha and maybe where her character's going soon, and it will make it way more interesting if it's true what I heard. We'll just say that. Yeah.
Yeah, having her turn heel.
Something like that, yeah. And because that's what happens when you have, like, best friends in wrestling. You can't be friends. I learned this from Hulk Hogan.
Exactly.
I learned it's from Hulk Hogan. Every person Hulk Hogan was friends with turned on him. So it's like it's
pretty much. Yeah. Exactly.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for
the call, buddy.
Thanks for calling, Mike. Man, 222-1280 star of 1280 number. We got Brian from Rochester. What's up, Brian?
Hi, Rich. I hope that you never will turn on me. Never mind. My question to you is: okay, now that they were talking about when Stephanie wanted Bayley to give up the title.
Yeah.
Now, how come in Lisa Paz that they never brought up, or Bayley or Sasha brought up how many times Charlotte cheated?
Oh yeah,
during her matches. Because if that would have been brought up, then they would say, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Then make the match for Dana Brooke's not about it. Ring time. Well,
you're making a mistake of living in the real world, okay? Sorry, people with memory beyond 2 months, okay?
Well, Bayley brought it up on commentary, so, I mean, they waited till then, but
yes,
they did bring it up.
Yeah, it was brought up when she was, but the thing is, yes, I mean, Charlotte, same thing for, like, my problem with Kevin Owens, is every time he won the title, Chris Jericho had something to do with it, every time he defended it, so.
The face never complains about cheating. The heel complains about cheating. It's just the way that it works.
That's how it works. And we have no memory of what happened 3 months ago. You got to remember, erase anything you remember. So,
and you see, Enzo and Kaz become the tag team champions. I hope they win the title. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Brian, take it easy, buddy. 222-1280 Star Toys a number. A lot of fun, man. We're having fun with the calls today, man. Let's see. We got another one here. Oh, this one of the classic characters from the early days of the Pain Clinic. We are joined by...
You will respect my authority.
It's Andrew, the Authority Joseph. What's up, buddy?
Character?
Well, you are a character, aren't you? Let me give you a real name. I'll give you your address, too, if you want.
I have a lot of character, that's for sure.
You are. You are a whole lot of character, man.
Yeah. Well,
nice way to say it.
I got a whole list of things, but I know I'm not going to get to them all. But anyway... the match I'm looking forward to on the Fastlane pay-per-view, Jack Gallagher against Neville. Jack Gallagher, I love Jack Gallagher. He is now my favorite wrestler. This is a true wrestler. He
knows all the holds, all the moves. They even talked about his mustache on BBC London this week.
Oh, no.
They're excited about it because it's two British wrestlers on a pay-per-view. You don't see that very often.
No, no.
They actually mentioned it. So, by the way, there's only one destroyer. It's Dick Byer.
I know. But they're bringing in Joe as they call him the destroyer. So, you know, they're trying
and
to at least.
I really think, though, Goldberg's going to win the title because Lesnar's going to beat him at WrestleMania for the title. And then Lesnar actually has three or four opponents lined up for him.
Well, that's the thing I was going to say is I didn't mention it, but we don't see Goldberg's his schedule beyond WrestleMania. There's not been any announcements of him at any shows. Now, I know they want him to stay. So, I mean, and he's, you know, it's kind of like happened after after Survivor Series. They said, well, you know, maybe, you know, they were so excited with how well he did that they signed him to an extension at that point. So, I mean, I would not be surprised if he stays a whole year by the time he's done with WWE.
He's a credit to this industry. Truly, we know him from the very beginning. He's truly a great individual and, you know, more power to him. But, I mean, Lesnar's got Samoa Joe, Braun Strowman, Kevin Owens, Goldberg, potentially Roman Reigns again. He's got a lot of opponents who would, you know, have a inkling in the fans' eyes who could possibly beat Lesnar.
What about Shinsuke Nakamura? Didn't he wrestle him over in Japan?
Yes, he did. That's another thing. It depends if they bring him up. But, yeah, they wrestled 10 years ago, and it was off the chart.
Yeah.
And I gotta disagree with you guys. I mean, I love Luke Harper. We've known him for so many. We saw him from the very beginning at the dojo on Spencerport Road.
Yeah, RCW.
Huber Boy 2.
Yeah.
But AJ Styles deserves that main event. I'm sorry.
No, listen, I'm not going to take
wrestler in the company on the planet.
He had the best year. He's the one who carried SmackDown most of last year when John Cena was off making movies and TV and stuff. You know,
we're all assuming that Luke's going to win on Tuesday. I don't think that's a given. I think AJ could win that, and maybe it'll be AJ against Bray Wyatt, which I think would be an excellent match. Wyatt's a great wrestler. He actually was an amateur wrestler. Of course, he's the son of Mike Rotundo, who's a great amateur wrestler in his own right and a great pro. So one thing I want to throw out there, and I don't know why I caught this, but I'm the authority, I guess. Do you notice Nia Jax? They announced how much she weighed.
Yeah.
Which they never do for any female wrestler.
Not anymore,
for
sure.
They announced her at 272 pounds.
Wow, she's bigger than me.
I know. She's huge. But it's going to be a four-way at WrestleMania. Now, I think Nia might come out with the title because they got to build her up as the ultimate monster, just like Braun Strowman.
I will say one thing I like that she does is she's like no nonsense when it comes to cutting promos. She pretty much, and she doesn't stumble on him or anything. She just says, hey, listen, I'm the best thing in this world, you know, and she pretty much, you know, I give her that for, I mean, it's not, she's a power move women's wrestler. That's another thing, too, is you're not going to see her doing a small package, or a bunch of other,
She'd be a big package.
Yeah, it would be a big package or high-flying maneuvers, but she's a power woman wrestler, and that's the way they book them like that, clotheslines and punches and stuff like that.
Well, she's not like most girls.
She is not.
But she's actually a model.
Yeah, she was.
Model.
Yeah, she was.
She's an attractive lady. She's a big plus size model. And she's in the Samoan family. Vince loves the Samoan family. They always do very well for him. But I got to say one last thing. The other thing we mentioned about the trades and things coming up after the WrestleMania.
Yep.
Mick Foley, Daniel Bryan, they may very well, both of them very well, they may very well be gone. As GMs, because we know Foley's got to have a hip replacement done, so they're starting to plant the seeds of him leaving. And Daniel Bryan, he's going to have a baby on the way, and he's not happy being a GM either.
No,
so,
he wants to wrestle. He's getting back into powerlifting and stuff, so he's a. Who knows? Maybe he'll get the nod to wrestle again. I mean, they kept that whole Miz thing going for the ever.
It's still going.
I think if he wrestles, he'll wrestle for New Japan, and they'll bring him in to face Bullet Club, which still does exist, by the way.
It does. Oh, I know. Cody Rhodes is part of Bullet Club.
Cody, the American Nightmare. Yep. And I wish Kenny Omega would come, but I don't think it's going to happen right away. But I'm hoping for the Hardys. I saw that match down in Mexico where they wrestled Psicosis.
Yeah.
Super crazy. And good to see Conan, another guy we had on the show many years ago. The Hardys are so over right now. I mean, I think Vince would be making a mistake if he didn't at least try to bring them in somehow.
But they have to dictate their terms and their angles and stuff. So.
And they're familiar to the WWE fans. Yeah. Everybody knows the Hardys. So
okay,
like
Andrew, we got to go to break, man. Thank you. 222-1280. Start to move back on the flip side. You listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Hey, Cougar Coug, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Try a super slice. It's as big as your head. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
The new 1872 Cafe at 431 West Main Street. A coffee revolution. Downtown Rochester. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Featuring the $2 Speedy Slice.
He's the one and only Dan Patrick. And he talks sports with you Monday, 9 till noon. Only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. We got about a minute left here. We're going to do some news real quick. The New Day will be hosting WrestleMania 33.
Obviously, I just told you they have nothing for them.
Yeah, they have nothing for them. Champ Naomi, SmackDown Women's Champ, had to give the belt up. She did something to her knee. But when she did
they said it was similar to what Seth Rollins did.
Yeah, split leg moonsault. What she did that during when she won the belt, she did something to her knee. Look for John Cena to appear on Miz TV this Tuesday, as well as we get the Luke Harper AJ Styles match for who goes to WrestleMania. Very super excited. Kelly, you might remember her, former WWE Women's Champ, Divas Champ. She's going to be coming back for WrestleMania 33. Not sure exactly what she's going to do, but it doesn't matter as long as she's on TV. Kelly, of course, the girl with the name so good they named her twice, Kelly. All right. What else we got going on? That's about it for this week. Oh yeah, Rock's making a movie about Paige's family. They taped some of it after Raw this past week in Los Angeles. Rock called CM Punk in the middle of the ring because they were chanting his name and left messages for him. And apparently Vince McMahon was not happy about that.
Not happy.
Yeah, neither was Triple H. They were really angry that Rock was doing that on a microphone. We got to get out of here. Thank you guys for showing up this week. Thank you for listening. Check us out, all our shows on iTunes.